This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein. He's here. I'm going to take advantage of the breaking news, fog of war, from the coast of Venezuela. Professor, we're told the U.S. Navy has three major warships with cruise missiles and landing forces attending, a Marine Expeditionary Unit of up to 4,000. And there are other craft that are a part of this flotilla. It's a war flotilla. It's off the coast of Venezuela. We're also told that the State Department has increased the bounty on Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, to $50 million. We're also told that it might be that Nicolas Maduro is going to be the new Noriega, reminding everybody in 1989, George H.W. Bush, then president, vouchsafed the abduction of the president of Panama, the Panama Canal Zone, taken back to the U.S., prosecuted and jailed for being a drug lord, the same accusation that's alleged at Nicolas Maduro as the head of a foreign terrorist organization. Your understanding of the international law, that every now and again people mumble about it, but I've never been sure what it actually means. If the U.S. abducts in the way that it did in Panama in 1989, is this a matter for the courts, and what court? We have a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, first of all, no American court has ever decided to intervene in any exercise of president or congressional power in terms of the international sphere. Their attitude is, we're too little, we're too late, we can't get it right. It's going to be a battle between the president and the Congress or factions inside the executive branch as to what is done. There is an old constitutional doctrine which says that the Congress declares war and the president fights it. The last time that was invoked in that form was about 1943, going after, I think it was Bulgaria in World War II. Everything else afterwards has been called a police action of one kind or another. So I think the basic answer is, given the speed that's required, what happens is the only role that Congress will have in these things is not going to be a constitutional one. It's going to be a kind of informal consultation where the president, to be so inclined, talks to leaders of both parties and tells them what to do, gets their advice under secrecy pledges of one sort or another, and then does it. Now, does he have any legitimacy on this? Well, I think there's everybody who's ever looked at this situation realized that Maduro, who was the incumbent, stole the election and managed to beat back the new person. So there's a way in which he's really not the legitimate president. The question then is, in international affairs, can an outsider challenge the corrupt results of the insider? The usual answer has been no, but in some of these cases, obviously, it's been yes. And so I think if you're trying to tell me what the constitutional constraints are, I think the answer is they're probably none. I think there's also another reason that they're worried about Venezuela. They have designs on Guyana with its huge oil reserves, and that's light crude, not the dirty stuff that the Venezuelans produces. And we're there to try to block that from happening. What Trump will do, I cannot say. I'm no seer. I'm not a professor of facts. But I do think that he has finally decided that having Venezuela around is just too much of a drain on the overall system. And if you look at Latin America, Venezuela is an exporter of misery and mischief to everybody else. It's lost a quarter of its population. It's still in alliance with Cuba in one kind or another. And the Soviet influence and the Chinese influence is behind them. And so Trump views this as a way to try to break down that sort of power. And whatever's going to happen is going to be political. And if he succeeds, he'll be a hero, sort of. And if he fails, he'll be a chump, sort of. But the issues are so difficult that nobody can give you a coherent legal answer. Howard Koh, the former dean of the Yale Law School, was a great requirement in favor of all sorts of regularities before he went to war. When he was in the administration under Obama, he violated all the norms. Because it turns out
we have 30 rules, seconds, Professor.
The basic situation is the level of formality that is needed to secure democratic participation is inconsistent with the rapidity that you have to make in these kinds of areas. And the pragmatic influence has basically dominated the legal influence for the last 80 or 90 years.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.